Let's establish that he's Israel's king. So in Matthew 1:1 and on the 1:17, we see his lineage and trace way back in the time that legally he was fine in the Davidic line. And genealogically, he's still king of the Jews because the book of Luke exposes genetical clues. See, a true king, though he didn't do it in the physical, he brought a new covenant, the freedom and the spiritual. And after some time, wise men from the east came looking for the newborn king in the streets. I know some of you dudes may cruise a forerunner, but Christ had a dude to use as a forerunner. Oh, your promoter don't cut it like John the Baptist. Right. You need publicity stunts, so you dating an actress. A real king got somebody bringing the news that his kingdom's at hand and they ain't fit to lace up his shoes. So tell me, who's anointing all these so-called kings? They all self-proclaimed, and man, that's a dangerous thing.
What? That's tight, Chris. Tight. Shit, feeling it, for real.